Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick?
Mark is out for the time being. We are expecting to see him in the studio at some point tonight. From what I understand, he is out at a fireman training situation, kind of a seminar or something like that. I guess he has signed up for the volunteer fire department in the town in which he lives, and they require two Tuesday night training classes, so he is out at that at the moment.
Well, I think it's interesting, and I know Mark had mentioned he had thought about joining the volunteer fire department, so I'll be interested to see what he does with the money, because volunteer firefighters, I know, do still get paid, at least when they're on actual emergency calls. So generally, it's not very much in New Hampshire. It's like $7 to $8 an hour for when you're actually at a fire. So I'll be interested to see. Hopefully, Mark will give that back, given that he was
going to sue the town that he lives in.
Well, he's in the process. I mean, he has a court date coming up, I think, the 25th.
I've heard he's going to back out.
Really?
Yeah. Then the reason is that according to what they've told him, now I don't know if they're telling the truth or not, but according to what they told him, if he goes through with the process of suing the town, then if he loses, which he's probably going to lose, if he loses, he then has to pay the fees, the lawyer's fees, for the town.
Well, I mean, that is usually when you lose a lawsuit, even if you don't get countersued, you end up paying court costs, especially if the judge were to feel that it was a frivolous lawsuit.
This would be court costs plus the lawyer's fees, which could be who knows how much money. So you'd actually have to pay the town's attorney
to litigate against you.
Right.
Right. Well, I mean, that's not that uncommon, and I don't think the judges would have been too sympathetic to Mark's case.
Right.
Well,
it would make more sense in a true third-party arbitrator where the judge isn't on the same team as the defense, and then, you know, at that point, then whoever the loser is would have to pay. That would make sense, but in the government system, you can't challenge the state. Otherwise, if you lose, you're going to have to pay them for the privilege of being able to challenge them in the first place.
Right, right. I could see why that would give him second thoughts.
Well,
imagine how many fees would be.
Yeah, well, attorney's fees are usually at least a couple $100 an hour, so, and the guy could bill for whatever he wanted, basically, right? Because, I mean, if the attorney over there says, well, I worked for 100 hours preparing for this case, how are you going to be able to prove otherwise? Isn't it just his word? They'd have to just take his word? Oh, yeah, okay. Sure.
Well, it seems like they would take an attorney's word because judges are former attorneys, by and large.
And they're all buddy-buddy together. I mean,
right.
this is the town attorney in a town of like 2,000 people. I mean, $10,000, please. Then you've just paid your property taxes for 10 years right there.
Right.
Then they'll charge you property taxes 10 more years after that because you're not actually paying property taxes. You're just paying for the court costs.
Right.
So what a mess.
Yeah, certainly I could see how that wouldn't work out. And it's probably – I can see how it wouldn't be worth the risk for Mark anybody right now anyway.
It doesn't seem – his original idea behind his lawsuit, I like the idea. He wanted to get answers about property taxes, answers to questions that are similar to the questions that I'm actually in the process of asking the City of Keene bureaucrats, questions about the nature of government and where property taxes, you know, supposedly get their where do we get the obligation to pay them and things like that. And it would seem to me that if they want to get money from us, then it would make sense for them to answer those questions. I never really saw a reason to actually bring it to a courtroom situation in order to get the answers from them.
Right. Well, you are suing them, and that's gonna piss them off, number one, because they don't like to be sued. And number two, it is taxpayers who are bearing the cost of the town attorney if you actually win. So it's I don't know if a lawsuit's the best way to go about it, because you simply can send them letters and ask them questions, and you may get the answers you're looking for.
It hasn't worked out for me yet.
Well,
I sent my questions. They wrote back. They dodged every single one of them. I then wrote back. And with the taxpayers in mind, I wrote them an email the second time and said that they can email me back. That way they don't have to pay for a stamp to write me back. So I'm really just, I'm very concerned about the taxpayers and them spending too much money. I'm already bothered that this poor woman's going to have to spend all this time answering my questions. But I do want to get my questions answered, and they did take my $2,000 from me, or my $2,600. So I figured they can at the very least answer some of my questions. And I called her today, by the way. I called to follow up.
How did that go?
Well, she didn't seem too happy to hear from me.
Really?
Because I started my call by saying that I was recording the call.
Well, that could piss somebody off. People don't really like to feel like they're being recorded. Or...
Well, you know, this is all on the record, and I want to make sure that I document as much of this as possible.
She may have just felt that you were trying to trap her, whether you were or not. That
right.
I could see how if somebody called me and told me the call was being recorded, I might be a little bit edgy about it,
sure,
too.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and she paused for a little while, and then she went on, and she did say she received the email. That was the only purpose of my call, not to get her to answer a bunch of questions. I just wanted to make sure that she'd actually received the email that I sent to her. That way she couldn't, you know, say, oh, I didn't get it. Because then I'd have to go and, you know, hand-deliver a copy of it or something like that. But she got the email. I left it there. It was just a quick little phone call. And so now I'll give her a decent amount of time, you know, another month, basically, to respond. My original time period, I gave them a 45-day window to respond. They gave me 45 days on their property tax bill, and so I gave them 45 days to respond to all the questions that I had to ask. So we'll see. Will August 15th come and go without any questions being answered? Will we have to take it to the next step where I contact this woman, this tax collector, and basically demand some sort of a meeting, some sort of in-person or over the phone? Maybe she can answer my questions over the phone. We might start that way. If she doesn't want to do that, maybe come down to the tax collector's office with some cameras and some activists. Who knows? I'm willing to step this up as necessary to get these answers, because they're questions that really we just don't have very good answers to.
Well, I mean, the most honest answer that they can give is simply that you have to pay, because otherwise we'll throw you in a jail cell.
Because we're going to hurt you.
Right. Basically, we say you have to pay. We being the government and the people.
Will
who
they admit to being
it.
A violent gang, though? I mean, that's essentially going to be an admission that they're...
To some extent, from the letter that I, when you read it, saying what they had written back to you, it sounded like they had said they're granted authority under, you know, state statutory law. So basically what they're saying is that 400-and-something people at the state legislature told them they had the power to take other, you know, their people who live in their city. They had the power to take money from everyday citizens.
If they answer it that way, I'll just keep asking more questions, see? Because if they want to use the legislative excuse, then I'll say, well, where did they get their power from? And, in fact, I've already asked a similar question to that. How exactly did the legislator get this authority in order to grant it to you in the first place? Oh, they got it from the voters. Well, aren't the voters a... aren't they consenting? Aren't they part of this whole consensual idea that the government is by the consent of the governed and instituted for their benefit, and that at any time they may abolish it at their whim, essentially?
Well, I think some people, when they hear the term consent of the governed, the way they think about it is consent of most of the governed. I mean, some people will even say that it has to be a supermajority of the governed. But the idea of unanimous consent, or the consent of each individual within society, I think that throws some people off. They might hold contradictory views, which I've run into quite often, where they believe that if a majority passes a law or wants to raise new taxes, they have the power to do that, but the individual has to consent and at the same time follow the will of the majority, which contradicts itself. So I think there's a lot of contradictions.
That's why it's
going
to be very hard for them to answer the question.
Right, because they don't want to admit that democracy is a forceful redistributive system. But
yeah, they don't want to be associated with the violence. That's what our friend Sam from the Obscured Truth Network has been finding. And from what I understand, he's going to be back in court sometime tomorrow, so I'm sure we'll get an update from him. But these bureaucrats, for the most part, they... certainly consider themselves nice people. Like, they've got families, and they, I'm sure, treat their families very nice, most of them. I'm sure some of them are very angry people, but a lot of them smile, and they're nice people, and they're just doing a job. They're trying to make money. And
many of them have never heard the idea that even democratic violence is still violence. I mean, a lot of people just haven't heard that idea, so it's hard to hold it too much against them if they're just ignorant of the whole idea of liberty.
Right. Are they just a cog in the system, or are they one of the people that is actively, you know, somebody that knows that they're a gang member? More coming back. You can take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on our site, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, both free for you. Free Talk Live. freetalklive.com. The Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is an amazing movement of over 20,000 liberty-loving activists all moving to New Hampshire in order to concentrate their liberty activism in one place to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And I am a Free State Project member. Nick, were you a friend of the Free State Project or completely oblivious to it? I don't recall what
I think at this point is. I'm a... I don't know if I was ever a friend of the Free State Project. There was a new category they made that was just symbolic called a Free State Project Pioneer.
Oh, really?
Which is basically for people who were here beforehand but either didn't sign up or for some reason couldn't sign up, like me. There
right.
was supposedly an age restriction, and New Hampshire was chosen prior to the, you know, the vote happened prior to my turning 18, so... I wasn't able to sign up either way. It was kind of a catch-22, and I think there were a handful of people in the same kind of boat, so they made up some title for us since we couldn't join, and we didn't want to be just non-members. So, but I'm not a Free State Project member as such.
Right. You are one of the many liberty-oriented people who are already here in New Hampshire, and so the 20,000 will be in addition to those people who are already here. There have already been several hundred people who have moved. We want you to go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. Of course, also, we talk a lot about it here on this show, so inevitably, as you continue to listen, you'll hear more about it. Once again, that's freestateproject.org. We're talking about the government bureaucrats, at least here where we are. We're going to be asking a bunch of questions to them, questions they don't want to answer necessarily, questions like, you know, what is the state of New Hampshire factually? What is the city of Keene? Where did you get your authority from exactly? And just ask them some very, very baseline questions to try to understand what exactly this group of people is claiming to be. Are they, as their documents claim, a group of people doing business voluntarily? It certainly doesn't seem that way. All the evidence points to them being, an armed gang of people doing business at the threat of violence. Now, the run-of-the-mill bureaucrats certainly aren't armed for the most part, but they have their armed gang members that are willing to enforce their laws at the threat of violence. They're called the police. So are they an armed gang threatening people, as most people believe that they are? Or is it really a consensual-based process? Is there something we've all missed, that we've all consented somehow into this system? That's what I want to know for sure. I want to know exactly what it is we're dealing with, and we'll find out over time whether these bureaucrats want to answer questions. Now, from time to time, I have actually traded emails with a local bureaucrat here in Keene, New Hampshire. His name is Fred Parcells. He's a former city councilor, former... law enforcement officer, former detective on the police squad. He is now, I believe, working as a bureaucrat for the housing department in town. So, you know, kind of career bureaucrat, guy inside the system. And despite the emails that we've sent back and forth to one another, private emails sent back and forth, despite the time that I've actually spent sitting in a radio studio with Fred, talking with him about these freedom, liberty-oriented issues, he still doesn't seem to get it. And let me share a couple emails from him, and maybe, Nick, you can chime in with what you think about what he has to say. And, of course, you guys are welcome to dial in, too, at 800-259-9231 to talk about anything. But Fred emails to ask about the North Oaks, Minnesota situation, because I mentioned it on the air on the local radio show recently. North Oaks, Minnesota, as we talked about a couple weeks back on Free Talk Live, is a private... Well, it's not 100% private. It's kind of a weird little place. Were you here when we talked about
that? No, I'm not familiar with this story.
This is one city in the United States, and there may be more, but one for sure that we know of, where the government actually claims on its own website that it doesn't own any property. I mean, that on its own, pretty stunning, that a government wouldn't own any buildings, doesn't own any roads. The property owners actually own the road out in front of their houses. So this is kind of one of the ideas I've just thrown out there about how we could transfer from government roads to privately run roads.
Well, is it completely privately owned, or is it private property with a city right-of-way across it? Because that's one way they get around not confiscating property.
The entire North Oaks is essentially a private community. in that the entire thing is privately owned. But, of course, there are deed restrictions involved where if you go and you purchase a property in North Oaks, you're going to be signing an agreement that specifies and stipulates you will be a member of the North Oaks Homeowners Association. So, essentially, the property owners do own the roads in front of their homes, but in tandem with the agreement with the North Oaks Homeowners Association. So that's what I was talking about recently on the radio, just to give an example of a real-life situation where the government actually doesn't own the roads and everything's okay. Like, from what I've seen, the pictures of North Oaks, the roads are in just fine shape. Of course, to be fair, it is kind of an upper-crust community of 4,500 people, so inevitably they can afford all these things. But it still stands as an example of truly private roads in a community where there's still this concept of a government hanging around. So, Fred emails, and he says, I was looking at the North Oaks website. True enough, the streets, roads in this formerly gated community are owned by the property owners. But did you read that everyone is required to belong to the Homeowners Association and pay for maintenance? How is that different than government? Also, the local government provides police services, etc. I don't think that this community is quite the utopia that you would have had the hosts of the show believe. There are costs attached, and there doesn't seem to be any way around said costs. Apparently, you either sign a contract with a homeowners association, or you can't live there. That, now that's freedom, says Fred. And I was not trying to represent North Oaks as a utopia in any way, nor did I ever claim that they didn't have a government. And there is a clear difference. And this is the thing that he just hasn't quite gotten. The idea that there's a difference between entering into an agreement explicitly and contracting, where it's all written out for you and you sign on the line and you've read it, you understand what it is that you're getting into. He doesn't understand the difference between that, which is what's going on in North Oaks. Now, admittedly, you're not necessarily signing an agreement with the government, though. Who knows? In the Homeowners Association, there may be a stipulation that says you'll obey the government of North Oaks as well. So that might actually be explicit in North Oaks. But he doesn't get the difference between having an explicit agreement when you move in somewhere to agree to do certain things, as in deed restrictions or homeowners associations, versus this government thing, which nothing whatsoever is explicit in any way, shape, or form, and you're forced to abide by whatever arbitrary rules people that you have not necessarily anything to do with or know in any way come up with for you. And that's the disconnect here.
At least you have the freedom to choose whether or not you want to sign the document saying you joined the Homeowners Association.
Fred's argument, as he will point out here, basically hinges on the fact that, well, I chose to move to Keene. And so because I chose to move to Keene, New Hampshire, therefore I was tacitly agreeing to all of the absurd rules and regulations and laws that this government, these government people claim are somehow attached to me because of it. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. So enjoy those on us, and the features, by the way, include the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive there. It's totally free. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And it's the cure for naked, jumptees.com. Go get funny, sexy, clever t-shirts at jumptees.com. Don't go through life naked. Get jumped at jumptees.com. Pants not included. JumpTees.com is not responsible for customers not wearing pants. That's JumpTees.com. Our number here is 1-800-259-9231, talking about the difference between government and how they operate versus private associations, specifically in the realm of homeowners associations. I've been having a conversation with one particular bureaucrat here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from, talking about what that difference is. And the bureaucrat, nice guy as he is, and he is a nice, nice guy. I've had lunch with the man, Fred Parcells, former city councilor. He's just so indoctrinated and deep into the system that he just can't even see that there's a significant difference between consenting to an agreement that's explicit and this sort of fantasy idea that, well, when you move to a place, you're automatically consenting and agreeing to all of the laws that are on the books. And I'm sorry, that was not something that I specifically agreed to when I moved to Keene. Have you ever seen anything like this, Nick? Have you ever seen anybody actually sign a form that specifies what it is they're getting into when they join this area known as a government?
No, I do believe that when you move to a state, quite often when you register to vote, there can be statements
that
you'll obey the laws of the state.
That's a good point. And there was indeed on the voter registration form here in New Hampshire when I signed it, they did have that statement. But I crossed that sucker out.
Yeah, and just because they're offering it in exchange for voting, what right do they have to hold back voting privileges just because you might not agree with, even if there's just one minor law out there that you disagree with and don't intend to follow, that means you're not allowed to vote. If that was actually applied, then
it'd be unconstitutional.
Yeah, right. And basically no one would vote.
So let me go on real quick here. We'll continue with your calls in a moment. But just to finish up the emails here from Fred. So he's trying to catch me. He's trying to show me that I was wrong all along, and that the city of North Oaks, Minnesota, it's not a utopia. They have private roads there. The owners of the property actually own the roads out in front of their houses. And he was suggesting that I was giving that up as an example of some sort of government-free utopia. Not at all. There's a government in North Oaks, and there's a homeowners association, which I am not so interested in being involved in one of those things. I don't like the idea of having the people down the street from me being able to have a say in what my property is like. So North Oaks, not an ideal for me, not even something I'm looking towards.
My guess is it's a group of relatively rich people who want to make sure they live in a neighborhood that's, up to their rather conceited standards that they probably have.
And they've got their paint selections. You can only paint your house so many colors, and you have to have, the bushes can only be so high and stuff like that.
Right, but, I mean, if that's the way they want to live, at least they have the option of living in an association with other people who want to live in that environment, too. So it probably makes for a lot more harmony than if they were living with neighbors next door who lived in a trailer. That can cause some tension. So.
Well, and when everybody is in agreement, then you have a harmonious situation. And that's fine. Those people in North Oaks all consented explicitly to go there and obey those rules. And they know the process to change them. There's a homeowners association. They've got meetings. They can get elected to that. They can change the rules if they want to. They all agreed in advance. When I moved to Keene, or when you moved to wherever it is you've moved to, you never agreed to any of that stuff. You never agreed to the government laying out its rules and asking for you to sign something.
There's no way you could even know all of the rules,
exactly,
most likely, unless you spent weeks or months reading.
They don't even
reading
know
through the tomes of law.
If you ask them certain questions, they will reveal to you. The police, they'll reveal. They don't even know all their laws. So how could one of us, who is not a professional government bureaucrat, who doesn't have 8 hours a day to read through the tomes, how could one of us possibly even physically agree to obey whatever laws they come out with? And, of course, they're always adding new ones every single year. So
there's no way you could.
Right. So I went back to Fred and I said, Fred, it's 100% consensual in North Oaks versus coerced. The residents knew exactly what they were getting into when they decided to move in. And Fred writes back. He says, so did you and everyone else with the Free State Project that chose to move to Keene and New Hampshire. Oh, excuse me. So did you. He says, you knew that we paid taxes on our properties to support services. The problem with North Oaks is they pay taxes and an association fee on top of that. That's no bargain to me. But now I'm left to wonder why the Free State Project doesn't move to North Oaks. You can see that Fred is, there's kind of a hidden suggestion that Fred wishes the Free State Project had chosen another state.
Well, yeah, I think that's evident. But there is no free area in the world, really.
No.
Every part of the land and most of the sea is claimed by one government or another.
Right.
And they claim to have the right to tell you how to live and take your income and do whatever they want.
Right. So the Free State Project chose New Hampshire based on the fact that the government people in New Hampshire were less ubiquitous than government people elsewhere, amongst other reasons. There's, I think, less government people per regular people in New Hampshire than any other place.
Well, and I think you can make the argument that if you take New Hampshire or many states in the United States and compare them to the world as a whole, the impact of government, at least the government that exists, what it feels it can regulate about your life is much more limited than in many other parts of the world. So at least you have that. You kind of have to pick which area that a government claims, and you don't have the choice of a free area.
If we did, we'd be there. I'm pretty sure of it.
Right. But that area doesn't exist.
It'd have been a no-brainer. There wouldn't have had to been a vote of which state to move to. It would have just been, there's a place with no government people. Let's go there. But as it is, New Hampshire was as close as we could get. And just because you move to a new place doesn't in any way obligate you to anything. No one has ever really explained to me how that could possibly be the case. So I said to Fred, well, sure, I know there are property taxes, but they are coerced and not consensual from what I can tell. And that's what's going to change. The voluntary society is coming. And I asked him then if I asked him if he saw Sam's video that we announced over the weekend at freekeen.com. And one of the things about Fred is he never answers my questions. Like, I always answer his questions very nicely, but I can never get an answer out of him. So he never answered that question. He came back with this. He says, their association membership and accompanying dues is equally coerced, if that is the term you want to use. Well, no. No, it's not.
No, it's not. I can see an argument that if you didn't have an option to move somewhere that wasn't under one association or another, you could end up, assuming you're under a market paradigm, but everywhere ends up under an association, which is very unlikely.
But
let's go with it for a hypothetical. If you didn't have an option, say, anywhere in North America to move where there's not a homeowners association, it could function in a way similar to government.
It's
but
true.
That's a very unlikely scenario because homeowners associations have to be formed unanimously.
Right.
There's no vote. Let's say
you can't vote someone in if they don't want to
right.
play along.
Let's just say that the people of Keene decide that they want to, you know, we get rid of government road ownership, and you have the option of joining this homeowners association that's created. Not everyone is going to do it. So not everyone's going to be subject to the homeowner association rules. And to be honest, I think there's a lot of people who don't want to live in associations. Ian, I really don't want anybody to tell me what to do with a piece of property that I own.
I imagine most liberty-minded people
right.
have that similar mindset.
And most people in general, I think. So.
I don't know. Yeah, most people, it's hard to say.
It is. It really is.
Depends on the economic strata, I guess. Certainly it's very popular with some people out there. Anyway, he says, so they can't live in that town unless they belong and pay dues. Similarly, you cannot live in Keene unless you pay taxes. How is that different from North Oaks? So again, Fred grappling with understanding the difference between a consensual community versus a coercive community. And that's what the difference is, and that's what we're trying to change. We want people to be able to consent and to volunteer into things and not have weapons pointed at them. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Okay, here we go. If you're listening right now, you're one lucky person because you're going to get a free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil from Purity Products. Now, to find out how to claim your free bottle, give us a call right now, 1-800-479-6961. That's right, Purity Products is doing a $1 million radio giveaway of Ultra Pure Omega Berry Fish Oil Capsules because they want everyone to experience the health benefits of pharmaceutical grade Omega Berry Fish Oil. Now, everyone knows fish oil is important for heart health, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, joints, even focus and concentration. And with up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, well, you're going to feel the difference. So now's your chance. Experience the miracle of fish oil yourself with your free bottle. Call right now and we'll also send you free skin rejuvenating serum for fine lines and wrinkles. For your free bottle and free serum, call now. 1-800-479-6961. 1-800-479-6961. 1-800-479-6961.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, hit your show, bring us what you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, then support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you're buying, from electronics to books to office products, they've got it all, 41 categories. Well, actually, maybe more than that at this point, to shop in, and used items are included. So whatever it is that you add to your cart, if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, you feel good because you're getting the stuff that you want, you're getting it delivered to your door, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Talking about the voluntary society versus the coercive society. Today we live in a coercive society where men and women calling themselves government are more than happy to steal your car from you, throw you out of your own home, and put you in a cold, dark prison cell if you don't obey their every single diktat. And I'm trying to make this clear to a current bureaucrat in the system, Fred Parcells, here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, as we've been trading emails back and forth. I've attempted to make it clear to him, but he isn't quite really getting the difference. And we're comparing the difference between a little city called North Oaks in Minnesota, where every bit of property is actually privately owned. Now, there is still a government there, people calling themselves government, but the property itself is privately owned, and the people that move to North Oaks have to consent explicitly to a certain set of rules and strictures in order for them to live there.
Well, as far as the roads and the homeowners association goes, that's true. But there is still a government that simply collects taxes, correct?
It's true. And they, as Fred points out, they do cover, you know, the government handles the police and the fire and sort of the other typical government things that don't involve roads, which, of course, most people think government has to handle. And so that's why North Oaks is such an interesting example, because it shows that government isn't necessary to take care of roads. That's the only reason I brought it up, but now it's led into this lengthy discussion about what is voluntary and what's coercive. And so Fred goes on with his email here, and we'll take a call here in relation to this in a moment, but he says, well, how come these North Oaks people, how come their dues don't cover police, fire, etc.? Fred says there will never be a voluntary society, because I said there will be a voluntary society. So, you know, no reason to be so negative, Fred. Why so negatory on this? Why shouldn't there be a voluntary society? Well, he thinks it's because as people, we're too decadent or self-absorbed to be concerned about the guy next door. Well, actually, it seems like the reason why we have governments is because people are too damned concerned about the guy next door. So I can't say I agree with that either. Anyway, Fred says, as I have also told you, the Free State Project is too disjointed, leaderless, and without any realistic thoughts. Well, Number one, the Free State Project is intended to be leaderless. It's intended to be a decentralized movement of activists that come here to New Hampshire and get active in the ways they think is best. Some people believe working within the system is the best way to freedom. Those guys are doing that kind of work in Concord and other places like that. Some people believe that civil disobedience, non-cooperation, is going to be much more effective, and we're seeing a lot of that out here in the Keene area. And other people believe different things, like getting into the media or doing other market-based activism will make a difference. And that's one of the things that's so attractive about the Free State Project, is that it's not this sort of centralized command and control setup where there's one authoritarian body handing down orders to their members.
Well, the purpose of the Free State Project's goal is simply to get 20,000 Liberty activists to move to the state of New Hampshire. And what they do once they get here, as long as it's, you know, nonviolent, is up to them. So they can go with politics or civil disobedience or, you know, education and outreach, or simply just talking to their neighbors. I mean, there's a lot of different routes you can take as far as promoting liberty. And the Free State Project leaves that decision up to the people who move.
It's one of the best things about it, because it allows for this decentralized this decentralized version of activism, where if you don't like what somebody is doing with their activism, well, go and do something else. You don't have to spend your time and energy trying to, for instance, as the Republican Liberty Caucus is doing, or the Libertarian Party, some of their former activists are trying to do, trying to retake back the reins of control over this organization that you disagree with. Just go and do your own thing. Start your own organization and compete with them if you don't like what they're doing. And that's what we've seen happen. When one person comes up with a disagreement with another who might be in the same group, they split off and they do their own thing, and other people are attracted to the offshoot group. And we're seeing that happen over and over again, and it's working very well. But for people like Fred that are, again, indoctrinated into this centralized command and control mentality, it doesn't compute. He doesn't understand how an organization without a strong leader can possibly be successful in its goals. And, of course, the goal of the Free State Project, and I'm pulling this from memory, so paraphrasing, is to make it so that the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. That's
it. That's a stated purpose. So you can be a minarchist who believes in government, which I would label myself a minarchist.
Right.
Or you can be somebody who believes in total markets.
Right.
But you simply can't be somebody who believes that the government needs to basically manage society and manage the economy and do things which aren't there to protect rights to life, liberty, and property. Anything beyond that is just statism.
So once again, Fred continues. He says, so far the only one in Keene who sought elected office is Miss Julia, of course, co-hosts the show with us from time to time here. He says, where are the rest of you? When I want to change something, I get involved. Complaining is easier, but it doesn't accomplish the goal. So once again, Fred is living in this kind of fishbowl of the world of Keene, and doesn't really understand that there are political Free State Project activists out there. A lot of them are in the Concord and Manchester areas doing a lot of political activism.
Well, yeah,
dozens of them are running for office this year.
And a few dozens. I know there's a mix of native New Hampshire people running as who got active with the Ron Paul thing, as well as Free State Project members. And maybe people who just moved to the state who aren't technically Free State Project members either. So you have quite a mix of people, but there is definitely a political dimension to it, and it could just be that Fred's not looking beyond Keene.
And
right. He
also
has to realize that
Keene,
not everybody, just because they're interested in changing what the role of government ought to be or getting rid of government and moving to a different way of organizing society, that doesn't mean that everybody's interested in running for office.
Certainly not.
I mean, if you're a liberal activist or a conservative activist, generally speaking, you're only interested in running for office and running people's lives in a liberal or a conservative way. And I'm using conservative in the modern meaning. Some people argue that it means limited government. But so it's a little bit different than other political philosophies, because other political philosophies are about how to best run other people's lives through the state. And the philosophy of liberty is about leaving people alone. And the only reason to get involved in the process of politics at all is to limit how the extent of that process.
How much abuse. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
so.
And so what Fred doesn't understand is that there's this whole other movement of activism that's outside the political realm that is composed of a lot of people that just don't give any credence whatsoever to the political system or the government. You know, Fred believes that everyone is within this system, and therefore if they want to change the system, they must work within the rules of the system. And some of the activists have just said, screw that. I mean, we've seen what the Libertarian Party's been trying to do. They've been trying to work within the system for 3+ decades and have gotten little to no results out of it. Out of all their efforts, have gotten virtually nowhere. So they've decided to go at change from a different direction and come at it from different market-based angles. Some people are going to go out and they're going to compete with the government in different areas. Some people are going to, again, not cooperate with the government. And it bothers the government people like Fred, who they want to see their system honored. They want you to get involved in it. And these people don't want to do that. And it really grinds at them. And one of the people that is kind of the outside the system or market-based activist is Sam from Texas, who we bring on the program from time to time to update us on his adventures in legal land. You're one of those people, Sam, that isn't interested in consenting to the system, and that really bugs people like Fred.
Well, I don't even know that it's I'm not interested in consenting. I don't see it as legitimate in any way, and I'm not going to lend my time or money to a system that I don't believe in. But I wanted to say I've been listening to this, and Fred's argument here is really, really weak, and here's why. I mean, he's got you guys kind of cornered here because he's focusing on people that move to Keene where there is some level of choice involved.
Right. That's his best argument. That's all he's got, pretty much.
Yeah. So now back in the 1800s, if I was born black on a plantation, then that meant that I was born into servitude. There would be a slave master who would set all the rules for me, who would tell me, you know, what job I'm going to have, what my working hours would be, where I'm going to live, all of these things that basically controlled over and set the parameters of my life. So what does Fred think about people who are born in Keene? Are they free to sign a contract, or do they have to, are they just automatically co-opted into this?
Were they born into bondage? It's an excellent question, and I want to hang on to you if you don't mind, Sam. We'll bring you back here an hour or two to continue the discussion and also hear from you at the toll-free SACL CAI call-in line, 800-259-9231. Is this a government by the consent of the governed, or is it something else? More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a